You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Section 31. I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
Today we have got just an influx of intelligence on the local dilemma scene, so we're going to focus on that, particularly with our personal preferences or just what we're seeing out there, and both what's going on with the Will Collective on the Continue Committee site, and we might even have a spoiler for you today. So, Dan, what are your dilemma preferences?
You know, I've often tried making a targeted dilemma pile, something to the effect of overwhelmed or even one-upsmanship, or you know, something that keys off one type of dilemma, but I really haven't had any luck with it really working. It seems to either work really well in that one game that the right cards come up, or I just don't draw them for the rest of the tournament, and it kind of falls on its face. And really, if your dilemma pile is not working and not stopping your opponent, that really limits your chance of success.
Yeah, I seem to have had similar experience. I will admit that after some experimentation, I've more recently kind of been going with the same consistent kind of humdrum attrition pile with lots of filters and then a handful of stoppers. And it just seems like every time I try to do something really focused, it works really when it works. It works really spectacularly, and then when it doesn't, which is more often than not, it fails utterly.
I usually end up, my dilemma pile is a lot of attrition. I always seem to have three hard times in there because, you know, why not? Maybe a pin down, but everything else, it's just whatever seems to be working at the time or whatever worked on me really well in the last tournament.
That's also always a good indication if you find something that's working really well. I did have a great deal of success with a combination that I sort of accidentally happened upon that was using temporal incursion to flip back and forth and use some dilemma setup, weeding out my opponent's leadership, and then constantly flipping back and forth with temporal incursion to get them dignitaries and witnesses over and over and over again. But again, if you don't get everything set up for that, then you just have a big pile of leadership weeding, and more often than not, there's a whole lot of leadership going on.
Yeah, I think the only time I had a really good focused pile that worked well with the deck was the Borg aggro deck that had a lot of Tillman style, kill all the people, weed out the opponent's away team or crew, so that there's just a handful left, and once you swoop in and do some assimilating, you know, they're usually stranded.
Yeah, I still like to play a custom dilemma deck when I'm building something specific. Cardassians, I always like to have some capture dilemmas going on in there to get all the cards that trigger off of having a captive going. And certainly like having the damage marker deck, try and get one on there. Although these days you don't really need anything other than Gom 2 for some of the engagement decks. My favorite Maquis deck with the multiple raiders and the surprise attack party atmosphere, play all the engagements at once and come and blow up your ship, is really aided a lot by getting a damage marker on there first.
Sometimes, do you end up with more than one dilemma pile put together at once, or do you pretty much just kind of have one that you tweak depending on the deck you're playing?
Generally, I have one that I tweak. It's kind of hard because there are so many good cards that you want in every deck. Three hard times, it's really hard not to play that, to have a personnel be taken out of commission and have no dilemma go underneath. Gom 2 is in every deck I put together. There are some, you know, really core cards that I want to play with. And if I want to have, you know, not all of them are common or uncommon. So if I want to have three of them in every deck, then I'm going to have to go trade for six of them. I'd rather just adjust the deck I've got.
And as for Section 31, that's a little more complicated.
Actually, you know, another deck that I've been meaning to try out myself that I had heard that somebody was trying out is the remarkable regeneration deck with the Starfleet and the reducing of the consumes. Sounds like it would be something interesting to try. I'm sure I will fall flat on my face with it because I'm not really a great dilemma deck craftsman, but something that I think would be interesting to try.
Yeah, it's too bad that doesn't work with OS McCoy, because you can't use both Starfleet and TOS at the same time, because that would be a really good synergy there.
Oh, God,
I'm sure
yeah.
someone could figure that one out.
I wonder if we're going to get anything interesting to go in that deck with that with the Will of the Collective dilemma.
Right, because the consume text. What does it start out with? When this dilemma is placed under a mission by another dilemma?
Yes, because apparently we can't just say when it's consumed.
Lame.
Anyhow.
Anyway, yeah, I guess spelling it out this way means that you can't move cards over with things like the Defiant or Jajuk.
However, it does mean it'll trigger off of things like Nakatoshi.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, so whatever it ends up doing, you move some stuff over and then trigger this. Yeah, you get multiple uses out of it, depending on whatever it does. Will the Collective, if you haven't seen it, is a really interesting concept going on over at trekcc.org. The continuing committee is letting the people vote on one of the cards. It's going to be in the next set, not the Undiscovered Country, but the one after that. They've had a couple of votes. Everybody voted on the card type, which came out as Dilemma. And now the winning concept came from Franklin Kenter, infamous 1E architect. And his concept is to have something result from a dilemma that triggers when it goes under rather than when it's faced. When it goes under from being consumed, or apparently, since we can't say consume, from being put under by another dilemma.
Did you submit something for the contest?
I did. I unfortunately did not read the 4 pages of thread to find out that we couldn't have a dual trigger so that it does something when it is faced and something when it's consumed. So I'll probably get disqualified, but mine was randomly select somebody be stopped. If this dilemma is put under by another dilemma, then the dilemma that did so is bounced back to your pile.
Yeah, I also apparently did not read the rules and said something to the effect of when this dilemma is, we'll call it consumed because I like that better,
yes.
Your opponent can draw cards equal to the number of Q events he commands, and then this card returns to the dilemma pile.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought about eating sundaes.
10 chocolate sundaes. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then he sent it back. That was perfect.
Oh, wow, that's a great concept. Did you make sure and include that with your entry?
No, that's for later.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool so that it's conceptual. And it consumes because, you know, food, chocolate sundaes. You know, consume because you're consuming food, yes. I thought about having the dilemma that they're making bounce, but I thought that would be too powerful to keep having it go back and forth and back and forth. But when you're drawing cards is not too bad of a...
Yeah, I thought it was something, you know.
In fact, so that's certainly something that would be cool. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what everybody else is going to do. It'll be really interesting to see how the playtesters handle a card that was designed by the community.
Section 31 was part of the original Starfleet Charter.
Speaking of playtesters, I hear that they have another few more cards sort of set in stone for Undiscovered Country. And I think we might even have one here. Is that right?
Yes, we have obtained another spoiler from the Undiscovered Country that we can share here. It is, in fact, a dilemma. It's called, tentatively, Show Trial. It's 2 counters. It's a dual dilemma.
Randomly select a personnel who has leadership or medical to be stopped. If you have more points than each of your opponents, randomly select an additional personnel to be stopped. Oh, nice. Leadership or medical. That's cool. The picture is from the Undiscovered Country. It's Kirk and McCoy in their little pillar of light in the Klingon trial, show trial. So I guess that's hence the leadership or medical.
Right. Now, in this copy that we have here, the leadership and medical doesn't look like it's in bold. I wonder if that's a mistake.
Curious. Then it wouldn't trigger off of the nonsense like no win situation or Locutus.
Well, keep in mind that the cards that we've obtained are probably, possibly not the final version. So take that with a grain of something. And if the other information we have is believable, it looks like it's about the seventh card or so.
Well, this looks like it would fit in pretty well with the standard dilemma piles that we were talking about with filters. That's it being two-cost dual. That's a nice filter, sure. And it takes out an extra person if you're behind, which is nice.
Turn, you're gonna
it
stop,
would go great with Tragic Turn.
You're going to stop four people because they're separate stops, assuming that you're behind.
Assuming, of course, you are behind. It does say, yeah, more points than each, so no ties.
But, right, so if it's still 0-0, it's not gonna fly. Like
exactly. This will be interesting to play against those decks that try to put a bunch of dilemmas under several of their missions without actually solving any yet.
You could play a Gynon and at what cost, and then all of a sudden they're in the lead and this will go off.
Nice. Wow, yeah, so it looks like whether you're playing some kind of special dilemma pile or a standard filter wall pile, this could really see a lot of play. Definitely be shaking up some regionals.
If it comes out on May 16th, that means the regional in Federal Way, Washington, Columbus, Ohio, North Fargo, North Dakota, San Diego, California, and Wien, Austria will all have this sea play.
Can't wait to put that in my deck. I'm sure I'll hit Johnny with it at least once.
I'm told that W-I-E-N, Austria, is pronounced Vienna. Two regionals have been completed already. The first in Cork, Ireland on the 9th of March. First place went to Tony Gamble, went undefeated, 6-0 with a Borg 2-mission solver. Second place went to Fergus O'Shea with another Borg deck, this time a 3-mission solver. He went 5-1. Congratulations to Tony and Fergus.
In Yorktown, Virginia, they held their regional on the Ides of March, March 15th. And the cheese master, John Corbett, wormed his way to another undefeated victory with a nothing fancy TNG 4-cost Kirk deck. It's typical. However, Dale Hennick, congratulations for taking second place and going 4-1, likely only losing to John. Well, if you recall from our last transmission, we were discussing the non-aligned personnel that we have under surveillance and asked you to tell us who you had under surveillance. Congratulations to Brian Gondick for your entry, singing the praises of Dathon, another one of my favorite four-cost personnel. I agree with you 100%, Brian. He is a great asset in the four-cost decks, especially for the TNG and Bajoran Integrity decks. The 866 gives you a big bonus and helps you a lot with the Chula of the Dice, which was our prerequisite for the contest. So congratulations, Brian. I believe we have something for you. What's in the prize locker, Dan?
I believe we have that Chula of the Dice foil.
That's right. That's right. The de-agent Chula of the Dice foil. That was the whole point. Thank you for sending us that email, Brian. We were received it after returning from our week off on the Rise's surface, but we're back up on our station now and we have something to read. Brian suggests a Q&A section for the podcast, which I think is great. Encourages you guys to send us some more questions. We're always happy to come up with new things to talk about for Star Trek CCG. And he also is terribly excited that we have the contests back. So are we. We enjoy putting them together, and we look forward to seeing what you guys come up with this week's contests.
Yes, we have a new contest this week. We'd like to hear your best combo for a dilemma. But the twist is we want all the dilemmas to be foiled. So we want a dilemma foil combo. You can include some of the promo foils if you know what they are, but we want it to be non-cost. So let's say your opponent's attempting the first planet mission or space mission of the day. You draw your nine counters. What is your best combo you can put together?
No events in your core, nothing on the table, just straight up drawing off your dilemma pile. What are the top nine cards you would want to draw or nine cost worth of dilemmas that you would want? You can choose whether it's space or planet, but make sure that It is space or planet, not both.
Right, and in order to be accepted, we're going to need to know the collector numbers on all of the dilemmas that you are submitting.
I believe that is all the intelligence that we have on our special dilemma episode here of Section 31. On behalf of our producer, Matt Kirk, and once again with our thanks to Warp 11, I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I'll remind you to expand your power in the universe.
And I will somehow draw 4 Dan. Section 31. Section 31.